she dropped to the floor, screaming in rage and anguish, her nostrils filled with the stench of singed hair and charred skin, the black GAG utility still burning on her back. Then Jaina opened herself fully to the Force, drawing it in through the power of her emotions, not through her anger or pain, as a Sith might, but through her love of what her brother had been, the teenage jokester who could always find hope in a desperate situation, the questioning warrior who had bested the Yuuzhan Vong War Master in personal combat, the reluctant champion who had shown a galaxy the way to compassionate victory. The Force came pouring in from all sides, saturating Jaina and devouring her, filling her with a roaring maelstrom of power, carrying away her pain and leaving in its place the strength not only to survive, but to rise and fight. Kydus was already on the far side of the conveyor belt, pulling the syringes from his face and shoulder, while he staggered toward the exit. Jaina used the Force to depress the control pad, and the door closed in his face. Kydus whirled with fury in his eyes, but Jaina was already bounding over the conveyor belt, her hair still trailing smoke. He splayed his fingers and sprayed Force lightning at her. Jaina caught it on her lightsaber and whirled past, bringing her blade down where Kydus had been an instant before and leaving a long gouge in the door. Kydus's blade snapped to life beside her, a crimson fan whirling toward her shoulders. She dropped to her haunches and used her free arm to block the Force-driven snap kick she knew he would launch at her throat. Ankle met arm with a sharp crack. What looked like an extra joint appeared in the middle of her forearm. Then her wrist flopped over Kydus's leg, a useless throbbing thing no longer under her control. Jaina whipped her lightsaber around in a high block and deflected the reverse slash Kydus was bringing down toward her neck. Then she dived forward, whipping her violet lightsaber at his other foot. Kydus sprang away backward, trying to draw both feet out of harm's way at once, and countered by flipping his own weapon around, bringing it up beneath her belly. Neither blade cut deep, but both did damage. Jaina felt a searing pain across her abdomen, then felt a terrible uncoiling inside her as something she didn't want to think about bulged into the void left by the slashed muscle. Jaina's blade tapped Kydus behind the boot, touching just long enough to sever the crucial tendon running up the back of the ankle. He landed in an awkward stagger, nearly falling as his foot flapped and flopped without any control. Jaina came to a knee facing him and knew Kydus was about to die. He had one arm and one good leg, and they were not even on the same side of the body. He could not pivot, and he could not retreat. All she needed was to get past his lightsaber and attack the armless side of his body before she collapsed herself, or he recovered enough to kill her with one last Force blast. Jaina sprang. Kydus tried to turn to meet her, but only staggered, his lightsaber falling to his side as though it were a cane. It wasn't, of course, and his momentum kept him stumbling back toward the bright side of the pit, his eyes filled with rage and exhaustion and despair. Jaina fainted at his head, then began to whirl toward his armless side, bringing her lightsaber around in a flat, high slash that he could not hope to block. It was a sure kill, one that would land even if she died first, which she thought she might, since the attack would leave her completely open to an avenging counterstrike. But Kydus seemed to know that Jaina had already killed him, and whatever he had in mind, it was not vengeance. When her blade came around, his lightsaber was still hanging at his side. He was staring up toward the ceiling, his gaze fixed somewhere far beyond the murk overhead. And the only attempt he made to save himself was to take one step back into the light spilling from the furnace. It would not be enough, Jaina knew. She closed her eyes and felt the lightsaber sink in, felt it slicing through his ribs into his chest. And Jaina felt something in the Force, too. Something that made her pulse stop, and her chest sink, and her blood freeze in her veins. Her brother was reaching out to Tenel Ka, screaming at her through the Force, warning her there was danger, urging her to take Alana and... Then the blade reached Kydus's heart, and he dropped at her feet. And Jaina felt nothing at all.